In a way, our next guests can thank public radio for their early success. Almost 10 years ago, the show Prairie Home Companion launched a teen talent competition.
And now let's bring out our first place winners from Calhoun, Georgia. The Lovell Sisters Band, Jessica, Megan, Rebecca.
Today their sound is very different. One sister is married and living in Canada. The other two perform as the band Larkin Poe. Their new album is called Kin. It's in the room now, it's in the room now, it's in the room now, it's in the room, room, room.
Is a lie still a lie? If the words are never spoken, can a heart be truly broken without an act of violence?
Will you two just start by introducing yourselves?
I'm the baby sister, I'm Rebecca. And I'm the big sister, and I'm Megan.
I want to dive right in with a song that has been stuck in my head in the most glorious way for the last 3 days. It is anthemic and addictive. It just
anthemic.
Bursts out of the CD.
Ah, we intertwine.
I love this song. I love this song.
So this was actually a song that we wrote several years ago. It was released on the very first independent project that we ever recorded as Larkin Poe.
And over the years, a lot of people have used this song in their weddings and as their first dance song. So we felt we had to bring it back to our first full-length record.
You both grew up studying classical music. Do you remember the first time the two of you sang together?
Yeah, it was when Rebecca was about 6 and I was probably 7, and we sang in a church choir. Our mom was really the one who wanted us to be involved in music because she had always wanted to be and when she was young.
And I remember being in the choir with Megan and Jessica. When we were growing up, I had a really bad stutter, and so most everyone besides Megan couldn't understand what I was saying. So I think that we established this really interesting way of communicating with each other. So we say our words so similarly, and it's absolutely effortless. Like, we'll be in the car just driving along and just break into spontaneous harmony. I think it's really annoying for a lot of people, but it's kind of our bread and butter. We love it.
Can you give us a sample of that song you sang in choir all those 20 or almost 20 years ago?
Yeah, let me think.
When Jesus wept a falling tear, when Jesus wept a falling tear, when Jesus flowed a trembling fear, seized all the guilty world around, seized all the guilty world around.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I think nearly everybody sings in the shower, but not everybody has voices like the two of you. And I would like to play something you recently posted on your Facebook page, which is a video of the two of you, I guess, in a hotel room shower, fully clothed, we should specify.
Yes, thank you.
Singing the song called Black Betty. Let's listen to a little bit of this. And we should explain to listeners that you are pounding on the shower wall and clapping as the two of you are singing.
Oh, good Lord.
A shower makes a great kick drum.
It does make a good kick drum.
Okay, so I know you didn't come prepared for this, but can you imagine the studio you're in right now is a hotel room shower stall, and treat whatever you've got in front of you as a kick drum and just give us a little bit of something off the cuff?
We could do something like Wade in the Water.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water. Children, wade in the water. He's gonna trouble the world. gonna trouble the world.
That was awesome. We're talking with Rebecca and Megan Lovell of the band Larkin Poe, who are just riffing in the studio in Atlanta. This album has a really forward, driving, rhythmic punch up until we get to the very last track.
Overachiever, you've always been running in and out of trouble time again.
This is so sweet. Tell us what we're listening to.
This is one of the most personal songs I think Rebecca has ever written. And when we were recording it in the studio, we turned all the lights off. And she went in and sang that pretty much just one take through, like that's the first take. And when I was listening to her sing it, it just felt so real and personal that I actually started to cry when she was singing that. I just love that song.
You have strangled all the good things one by one.
Well, tell us what makes it so real and personal.
Being an artist, I think especially at a young age, as a songwriter, it never stops for me. I'm a little obsessed. This song, for me, was really therapeutic to write, just to kind of remind myself that I'm not always going to have the perfect words to say, and it is always a journey, and I have to go a little bit easy on myself. It can be a little overwhelming sometimes. And so just having a song like Overachiever to sing and put it back into perspective, for me, was really important.
Megan and Rebecca Lovell are sisters who write and sing as the band Larkin Poe. They spoke with us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you.